This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News reacting to those numbers.
It is absolutely abhorrent that Democrats are still refusing to acknowledge the crisis on the border, particularly when Barack Obama himself even called it a crisis in 2014. We know exactly what it is, and it's time they start doing their jobs and actually fixing it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The U.S. State Department is offering some guidance to some of the American media regarding Venezuelan leadership. More from USA Radio Network's John Clements.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Paladino said the Venezuelan National Assembly is the only democratically elected institution in Venezuela, and Juan Guaido is the elected president, and that Nicolas Maduro usurped the presidency.
We have noticed in news coverage that some outlets are incorrectly referring to Juan Guaido as the opposition leader or the self-proclaimed president. Neither is correct.
A cockpit voice recorder recovered in the aftermath of a deadly crash of a Boeing 767 cargo jet that crashed just outside of Houston last month indicates it lost control about 17 seconds before the aircraft went down. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. Three people were killed in the crash on the plane that was flown on behalf of Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
More than 10,000 people have signed a petition calling for Gillette to remove its name from the home of the New England Patriots after owner Robert Kraft was among the men who was charged with soliciting a prostitute. Now, it wasn't just prostitution, as this was also a human trafficking ring as well that police and the FBI are investigating. Kevin Malone is the president and co-founder of the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Kevin, and one of the things I asked him was, what are some of the warning signs that we can look for if someone may be a victim of human trafficking?
If you see something, say something. I say, you know, just with wisdom and discernment, if you see a child with an older man, if it just doesn't look right, if the child is not engaged with that person, if that child is kind of looking down or doesn't make eye contact or doesn't communicate or doesn't have their own money or their own identification, you can usually tell by the way a child responds to that adult that they're with. And sometimes that's not the case. I'm not saying in every situation that's going to be something that is easily recognizable, but just look for something that looks odd or just doesn't seem right. And you can always ask questions. If, you know, hey, is that your son? Is that your grandson? Or is that your granddaughter? Is that your daughter?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're with you, America. Thank you for being with us as we continue the path to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As we were talking with Senator DeMint, it is an ongoing fight. Nothing that's passed on to the bloodstream, as Ronald Reagan said. It is something that we have to be vigilant one generation to the next all about. And I know the idea of socialism creeping into the consciousness and into the conversation, I would say don't be so threatened by it. Listen to what people are saying. We've got the answers. There's enough experience. As I said, the clear contrast these days is what's happening in Venezuela with people eating out of the back of garbage trucks as they're passing by, and versus what's happening here in America at a renewed prosperity rate of growth that many nations across the country say, look it, hey, I want to be like America. I bet you do. This is Bill Martinez, and we are live, and with us right now is Michael Caputo. Michael is a former campaign aide to President Trump. He's one of 81 people to receive a request for documents this week from the House Judiciary Committee. Michael, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing fine. Thanks a lot.
Hey, when does oversight, I mean, you know, really, and this is, you know, we have nobody to blame but us. I mean, we the people, we gave the keys to the House and the gavel to Nancy Pelosi, and after $30 million plus of Robert Mueller's investigation, where there was no collusion and an obvious escape and clear ignoring of criminal activity by the other side, you know, that is ignored. We're going to focus on Trump, and then now that Jerry Nadler et al. Are in play, we're going to look at all of Donald Trump's friends and compatriots now, right?
It's true, Bill. You know, you and I talked about it a couple times before the midterm election. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if we lost the House to the Democrats, they were going to do whatever it took to impeach the President of the United States. And that's the track we're on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, on the day after Election Day, Molly Hemingway from TheFederalist.com mm-hmm. was sitting on the Amtrak train from New York to Washington, one seat away from Chairman Jerry Nadler, the new incoming Democratic chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He was on the telephone. She wrote a story about this at TheFederalist.com, talking about how he was going to go after all the low- to mid-level Trump associates in massive hearings, trying to set it up as a search for the truth so they could come up with the charges necessary to impeach the President of the United States. She wrote that story. He claimed it didn't happen. And what are we seeing today? I'll tell you what, as one of 81 people
amazing.
Who got letters from Jerry Nadler, I'll tell you, she was right. He was telling the truth on the telephone, and you and I we predicted this
yes.
in October.
And he flat out lied about it afterwards, because when he asked about it, he said that didn't happen, that Molly was incorrect and misreported in diplomatic terms. But look at Look what he's doing now. So who's lying now, right?
Right. You know, I got my letter and request for documents. Mine was probably the shortest one. The request was only 3 paragraphs. There are people like Don Jr. They were 4 and 6 pages long. Mine was half a page. And I've replied already. I've already complied with the document request. I don't have anything that they asked for. Mm-hmm. They asked me about things that I knew nothing about, and I've been asked these questions under oath before the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the Mueller investigation under oath, each time costing me $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000. Mm-hmm. And they want me to come in and answer the same questions for a fourth time.
Exactly.
And it's outrageous. I can't tell you. And there's 81 of us in this jackpot.
Yeah. How, I mean, and this is the thing that's so disgusting about this, Michael. I mean, you're, first of all, you're a citizen. And, you know, any other citizen, you know, being attacked and being targeted like what Jerry Nadler is doing, knowing that this, you know, comes with an expense. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, the people, we go to the Treasury and say, hey, let's take care of the legal fees for Michael Caputo to answer this question. I mean, you've got to pull it out of your own pocket. And we've already seen and witnessed clearly what happened with Mueller. I mean, their attack on citizens is devastating. I mean, they're causing people to go bankrupt, destroying their very lives, like with Manafort and what they've done with Michael Flynn in trying to besmirch his reputation as well. It's endless.
And thank God for the Internet, right? Because
yes.
I've had over $200,000 in legal fees, and because 8,500 Trump supporters from across the country stepped up, I was able to pay all my legal fees with their donations, average donation like $40. The same thing with Michael Flynn. His load is a little lighter. Roger Stone is raising money at RogerStoneGoFundMe.com to pay his legal fees. Thank God for the Internet, because I'll tell you what, if I didn't have access to these 8,500 patriots and Trump supporters, if they couldn't find me and how to help me, my family would be destroyed right now. We were on the verge of losing our house and pulling my kids. I mean, my daughter goes to a special school, pulling her out of the school because we just simply couldn't afford it.
Exactly.
I mean, in the meantime, Bill, it destroyed my business. Mm-hmm. I'm a public relations company. I own a public relations company, and you don't hire a public relations company whose president is a witness in a federal investigation. You just don't do that. There are plenty of PR companies to choose from. So I've lost over $1 million in revenues at my PR company. I've had to lay off more than half of my people. I've had to close one of my offices. This is destroying us, even though average citizens have stepped up to pay my legal fees, and I'm so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them in your listening area.
Yes.
It's still destroying us. It's just wiping out my family. There's going to be a crater where all of Donald Trump's staff once stood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, And this is the thing, in much the same way, we saw the weaponization of our government. And again, when Democrats were in control under Barack Obama and the IRS and what Lois Lerner did and how she targeted specific conservative groups, whether it was the Tea Party or anything that was associated with anything that was conservative. And Michael, I don't care what anybody says. There's no doubt that Barack Obama put out a dog whistle to all the three-letter agencies to let them know that the target was to be these conservative groups. And they basically have gotten away with it. And so the political bullying continues in our country and in our discourse here. And it's like a friend of mine in California, he sent me a text. He says, Bill, he says, I'm driving, you know, the Southern California freeways. And I notice, you know, I see Obama stickers. I see Hillary stickers. I see Bernie stickers. I don't see a lot of Trump stickers. And he says, I'm a Trump supporter. I wouldn't mind putting a Trump bumper sticker on my car, but I'm afraid it's going to get keyed up and I'm going to get harassed.
It's the truth, Bill. And, you know, a lot of commentators, legal commentators, on Fox have been saying that every single one of these 81 people should stand up and tell that Judiciary Committee and Chairman Nadler to just forget it and pound sand. We're not coming. We're going to take the fifth. We're not standing for this. You know, Alan Dershowitz says we should all stand up, band together, and sue the committee for an overreach of its powers. But, you know,
And I want to talk more about that when we come back. We've got to go to a quick break. Michael Caputo is with us. It's almost 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Don't forget, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the info is right there because we're givers. It's absolutely free.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
And I got to tell you, it does start with our First Amendment right of freedom of speech and conscience. And this is what is being thwarted time and again. And guess which side is doing it? You're not hearing it from the Republicans. You're hearing it from the Democrats. The Democrats are upset. I mean, we know this. They are upset because Donald Trump got elected by we the people. And they are pulling out every stop, everything that they can pull out of their bag of tricks to do what they can to invalidate the presidency of Donald J. Trump and invalidate 63 million votes. I mean, here it is. They supposedly are the ones that fight for every vote that they all have to count, and they are putting it all on the line, as Lindsey Graham said, for the sake of power. How disgusting is that? To invalidate the votes of 63 million people as if they haven't done enough already. But now they want to continue on with this political bullying that we saw loud and clear with Lois Lerner and the IRS and other three-letter agencies during the Barack Obama regime. And now, here it is, that we've given Nancy Pelosi the gavel. Now they've got the keys to the car, and it has given them the opportunity again to do what it is that they do, and that is to over-regulate, to investigate. They called it oversight, but Michael Caputo, this isn't oversight. This is this is all a muse. It's not a muse. It's hypocritical. It's a total out and out lie, because, as you mentioned, with the report on Jerry Nadler earlier, with Molly reporting, you know, she's a seat away there on the train, and she hears Jerry Nadler's plan and lays it out and says, look, it's all about impeachment. If the insurance policy that was discussed in Andy's office by Lisa Page and Peter Strzok was not executed, then there were other insurance plans, and this seems to be the next of God only knows what other insurance plans follows this if this doesn't work.
Well, it's not oversight; it's overreach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The House committee and Senate committee system is not designed for this. It's not designed to call in 100 people who have already testified before the House and the Senate in the last 2 years and the special counsel's investigation in order to restart something. And here's the reason he's doing it. We both know, you and I have talked about this,
mm-hmm.
It's all about impeachment. And the Democrats know that the Mueller report is going to come back with zero proof of collusion. It's going to say no collusion. And it's becoming more clear that they're not going to get a chapter and verse of everything that they investigated. They're only going to get a summary.
Mm-hmm.
So since they're not going to get that proof that they want to go ahead and call for impeachment and have impeachment hearings, they decided they're going to go get it themselves. So they're restarting the entire Russian collusion Office of Special Counsel investigation so they can get together the proof they need to file charges of impeachment. That's what this is all about.
And what's the recourse for the people? I guess maybe just the voting box that we tell them, we're going to end up spending well over $30 million on the Mueller investigation, which, some of us had hoped it would include voter fraud on both sides, but clearly that wasn't the case. The target, the crosshairs, was clearly on Trump, his campaign, and wondering how could he possibly win over Hillary Clinton. Had to be the Russians, it doesn't even make sense, Michael, as you and I discussed before. If the Russians wanted somebody to win, they would have wanted Hillary Clinton to win, because they had Hillary in their back pocket. They already had Bill Clinton tied up. Hillary, they had under the Barack Obama administration. So why would they trust a non-politician like Donald Trump to be at the helm when they were getting their way under Hillary Clinton? That doesn't even make any kind of sense, just right off its face.
It doesn't. And a totally unpredictable politician under the guise of Donald Trump, right? And
exactly.
What Donald Trump has done to against the Russians since he's been president is almost more than Barack Obama did across 8 years, and including wiping out hundreds of Russian soldiers in Syria with airstrikes. Hundreds of them. Nobody
mm-hmm.
talks about that, but Donald Trump ordered an airstrike on hundreds of Russian soldiers and killed them.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, somehow Donald Trump is working for Vladimir Putin. If he is, he's a terrible employee, right?
But also he needs to be fired. You got to fire Donald Trump. He's not doing a good job for Putin.
But it's not about the Russian collusion. It's about, we've talked about this, it's about destroying Donald Trump. It's about destroying his family. It's about destroying his businesses. It's about destroying all the people who helped elect him, these 81 people. It's about destroying all of these people because there cannot be another Donald Trump in the future. If a billionaire in 15 years wakes up and turns to his wife and says, honey, my country's broken and only I can fix it, his wife has to say, are you kidding? Did you see what they did to Donald Trump, his family, his businesses, his friends?
Exactly.
That's what this is about.
Without a doubt. Well, Michael, you told the Washington Post that you already, and you mentioned it earlier, you've had four conversations with Trump associates. And just in saying, hey, look, it's, I got this letter, you got the letter, what do we do? And the thing that all four of you are in agreement with is that this could be a perjury trap designed to move toward, again, impeachment of Donald Trump.
It is. And by, you know, by sending out, it's interesting because they sent me a document request along with 80 other people. Mine was very short. It was only three paragraphs long. But they asked me for things that I very clearly didn't have. If you use Google and Google my name and you read through it, you find out that I would never have these materials. But even though I responded yesterday, one day later, and my attorney said Michael has nothing to be responsive with, no documents that you're asking for, they said, well, will Michael appear before the committee? Bill, if I don't have what they're asking for, why they appear before the committee?
Right?
They're clearly going to ask all 81 people to speak before the committee.
It's a fishing event at this point. They're just fishing.
No,
and, of course, at that point, then you get yourself in a perjury trap because, you know, how do you remember everything? You know, we talked with Jerome Corsi several times, and, you know, Jerome says, look, I'm 72 years old. How am I supposed to remember? And fortunately for them, the Mueller interrogators gave him a chance to come back the next day after he researched his notes and correct some of his statements. But, you know, this is how they got Michael Flynn. You know, they got him and pinned him up against the wall, checkmated him. And, you know, there he is now, you know, going through all the all the craziness that his life has had to endure. And here's a guy who's guilty of serving the country, a three-star general, and wanting to help out with the Trump campaign. And this is the gratitude that, you know, the Democrats give him for this. But like you said, the notice is out, Michael, and that is if any other conservative would try to raise their head against the establishment of the deep state and the Democratic Party, well, you better be prepared. You're gonna pay a price probably more than you realize.
Right, and people are saying, stand up against the Judiciary Committee. Tell them you're not going to testify. Refuse to do it. Sue them, right? And so, you know, I'm inclined to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of reticent to do it because I've already incurred more than $200,000 of legal fees, and defying the committee is more expensive than going in and sitting before the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you know, I announced this morning that I'm not inclined to go before the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still the only one standing 6 hours later. So what's going to happen? Are the other eight people just going to say, oh, yeah, I think I better go do this? And then I'm standing there all by myself, right? Somebody's got to stand up, though, because this fishing expedition is destroying lives, not just mine, dozens and dozens more. And I'm just, you know, if they can't look at my House testimony, if they can't look at my Senate testimony, which I have begged to be released publicly, if they can't use that testimony to get to where they want to go, then what are they going to do when I sit in front of them?
Right, exactly. Well, then at that point, they're going to force you to sign something, kind of like what they did to Jerome Corsi. They wanted him to sign a lie. He says, I'm not going to lie. And it was interesting because he took that stand, a stand that others may not want to take. It backed him off and left him alone. So at this point, you know, he went from thinking, well, they were going to Roger Stone him and come to his house in the middle of the night to where he thinks that now it's not going to happen. But, Michael, stay in touch. It might be time for some more crowdfunding. Michael Caputo on Bill Martinez Live.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. More than 76,000 people tried to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in February, a remarkable leap that more than doubles the number of border apprehensions during that same time period last year. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News reacting to those numbers.
It is absolutely abhorrent that Democrats are still refusing to acknowledge the crisis on the border, particularly when Barack Obama himself even called it a crisis in 2014. We know exactly what it is, and it's time they start doing their jobs and actually fixing it.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, it is time for an American comeback. We've been experiencing it the last couple of years, and you got to know that there are antithetical forces not too happy, even in our own country, because they would like us to be blind boxed and begging and dependent on a democratic form of control. That's what they want. That's what the Democratic Party wants. They don't want us to realize our liberties, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They continue at every turn to want us, to enslave us with their policies. But if you're not wise enough and you're not perceptive and you're not consuming the proper information and you rely on 8-second sound bites, you're going to fall victim to the trap that's being set by the Democratic Party. I hate to be that clear about it, but that's the way it seems. I cannot give them any flexibility because they continue to employ these policies that are so dangerous and deleterious to freedom. This is Bill Martinez. It's 27 minutes before the top of the hour, and you know our nation is facing an epidemic of false allegations and wrongful convictions. A couple of weeks ago, we had Professor Wilfred Riley on with us, and his book, Hate Crime Hoax, and amazing, you know, to think that every publicized hate crime, without exception, every publicized hate crime turned out to be a hoax that was covered by the mainstream media. So what does that tell you? I mean, have we lost any kind of connection with morality and telling the truth in our country? Well, Dan Subotnick is with us. He's a professor of law at Toro Law School in Central Islip, New York. He's author of the book Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law, Talk in America. Dan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Ready to go.
Hey, let's talk about this. You say first start by believing
$1.4 million to bias investigations, weaken the presumption of innocence, and convict the innocent. I guess in a summary statement, that's the issue, is it not?
That's the issue. It's probably useful to go back and figure out why the government is subsidizing this group. And the answer is that a lot of the activists, particularly women, have complained that the police and the DAs do not believe the women as they come forward with their sexual assault complaints. And that's the fuel for the push to get this kind of support for believing women. And that's the question facing us front and center now. Should we believe women? And the answer is, of course, we should believe women. But should we believe them to the point where we disbelieve the accused?
Yeah, exactly.
I am the due process that they're entitled to for the last 800 years. That's the question that I address. I'm guessing your listeners want to hear.
Exactly. Well, we went through quite the exercise with the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah, we did.
In contrast, you've got what's happening in Virginia. And I would dare say that had it been a Republican, he would already be gone. But the Lieutenant General of Virginia lives another day and continues to do so. And I would say the allegations, he's admitted to having sex with the women, but disavows any association with anything that would suggest that it was other than consensual.
Yeah. I think you're right about framing this in the context of a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. That person would have been swept aside. These activists are aggressive, and they leave no room for uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they love the idea. Exactly. And they leave room for uncertainty, even to the point of Kavanaugh, which drives me nuts. It's like, look it. If there was something there, I mean, here we are in a sense, an open court. You're an attorney. But to do that to Kavanaugh, somebody who is a judge himself, to put into that kind of process is disgusting. And it's scary because, Dan, you got to think, if they'll do that to a judge, what would they do to, you know, just everyday people?
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Right.
But the Kavanaugh thing is especially tricky. There is reason to suppose that women will come forward with fair charges years later. The problem here is that Kavanaugh had nobody as a contemporaneous witness to the facts of the claimed assault, which is to say that there was nobody there who said who Kavanaugh went to, or that Blasey Ford, I guess her name was, went to at the time and said, this is what happened to me.
Right.
So without that, without any corroboration that was contemporaneous, and without any corroboration subsequent to, in the 35 years after the alleged assault, he really left with a very thin basis foundation for criminalizing the case and holding up his nomination. We should have understood that. I mean, my take on Kavanaugh, which your listeners may be interested in, is that this was not an attempted rape, that Kavanaugh was engaged in horseplay with this woman who was young, didn't quite understand the implications, and he probably scared her, and maybe he wanted to scare her a little bit, and that doesn't make him an innocent. What it does mean, in my mind, is that he was not a rapist, or did not attempt a rape of Blasey Ford. And that's a big deal, because if he didn't do that, and 35 years have passed, and he's lived a decorous life, it seems to me that there's no basis for objecting to Kavanaugh's confirmation as a Supreme Court justice.
And that's giving her the benefit of the doubt in saying that something in this manner may have happened. Or altogether, it could not have been Kavanaugh at all. Maybe somebody else, and maybe through the shock of it or misremembering and, you know, or whatever. Yeah. Because as we know, as psychologists will tell you, when things like this, these kind of traumas, and we don't know. I mean, everybody has a different, a different level of trauma that they can handle psychologically. And so for her... psychiatrists will tell you that this will come up, and when it does, it is disturbing. But you know, here we are. We're left in a couple of hearings to try to analyze and say, okay, what is the veracity of this story, and what do you do here? And as you say, you look at the history of this man through his adult life, and quite stellar. And you go, wait a minute, this is inconsistent. There should be other indices that, that he's a rapist, or that he was disrespectful toward women. But time and again, we saw things that didn't fit. But my takeaway, Dan, out of all this that was said and done, is that Chairman Grassley and the leadership of both parties should have said, this is not the place to adjudicate this. That, you know, this isn't the time. If she has a complaint, she needs to take this to court, not at a hearing. Because what happened now is what you suggested earlier is they've kind of opened the door and left doubt in the minds of people about the character of Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. And it's like, here, we created all this drama and we have no answers.
That's right. We have no answers. Now, I don't go so far as to say there shouldn't have been any hearings, because this would have come out one way or the other, and it had to be settled. And so what Grassley did, I imagine, is to see that there would be a process, and that Kavanaugh would be confirmed at the end. And he was right in that respect. I mean, it was a close call. Might not have gotten what he wanted, but otherwise, it would have been left open entirely. And it would have been a stain on Kavanaugh for the rest of his life.
For exactly.
His judicial life, at least.
Well,
so I'm not saying Grassley did wrong.
Yeah. I guess maybe, and this could be the spectrum of, how investigations are handled, how some may be perceived as being biased, but in the process, especially when they are obviously biased investigation, it does weaken the process for everybody because it taints the whole concept of presumption of innocence, and we end up, convicting the innocent, as you say. Dan Sobotnick is with us, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Lest we forget, this is what we're all about, to remind everybody that it's still about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I am Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, our conversation with Dan Sabotnick continues. He's a professor of law at Torah Law School in Central Islip, New York. He is the author of the book Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America. And I will put this before you here. According to a national survey, they found that nearly 1 in 10 persons reported they had been falsely accused of sexual assault, domestic violence, or child abuse. That's 1 in 10, Dan. That's an incredible number.
I can't vouch for that number. I've done a lot of research in this area, mm-hmm. and the best numbers I come up with are between 6 and 8%. But that's 6 and 8% of false rape accusations, which I define and many others define as rapes that are known to be false.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that in too many cases, I'm not talking about a majority, but enough cases to be worried about, the women delude themselves into thinking that they have been raped. It's a strong charge, but think about it.
Yes.
The dynamics, psychological dynamics of sex, especially for young women, are powerful. And so, and here I want to quote from a woman dean at a law school who was on a committee that was set up in order to hear these, to adjudicate these claims of sexual assault on campus. This is the only person who has spoken on this subject that I know of. And here's what she says. The enforcement regime is activated to vindicate the woman's honor, provide safety from third parties, meaning a boyfriend, mm-hmm. give an excuse to a boyfriend, reinforce identities of sexual innocence, an identity that perhaps she got in religious school earlier in her life, where she learned that it was inappropriate to have sex as a 17, 18 unmarried woman.
Mm-hmm.
Protect young women from falling from someone's grace, a mother perhaps, or a father. And in the end, it can be a safety net to catch someone from falling from good to slut. She doesn't want to feel she's a slut. One way of getting out of that is to say, I was raped.
Yes.
These are not my words. These are the words of someone who has been through it as an adjudicator. That's powerful to me.
Well, it really is rather fair-minded in considering these, because with that as if that is the foundation
of how you approach these alleged assaults, that brings some sobriety to it, doesn't it?
No, it does. And it reminds you that we have a presumption of innocence for good reason, and that we ought to apply due process to the accused in these cases. You know, I understand what the activists are after. There is surely evidence that the DAs and the police are not as serious-minded about these kinds of claims as others. There are lots of these kinds of claims, and they come up in situations where the police and the DAs know that it's going to be impossible to prove in court because there's a he said, she said problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put these on the back burner or maybe away from the stove entirely. And some of the women get frustrated about that. And I understand that.
Right.
But the solution to the problem is not to string up the guy. The solution to the problem is for the women not to get into these difficult positions that they get in, where they go to the guy's room, they have a drunken party. They go to the guy's room, they start fooling around, and before you know it, they have sex. And then the woman wakes up the next morning sober, and God knows what happens. Her friends talk to her. Eventually, she runs into a friend who says, you know, you were raped yesterday. I've been reading about this stuff. I'm taking a course in women's studies,
mm-hmm.
and I
yes.
said you've been raped. And all of a sudden, the woman says, aha, I've been raped. I've got to do something about this to uphold my dignity as a woman and my dignity as an individual. And so she goes into the office the Title IX office at the school.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, the thing is now we're trying to understand this through the lens of a hookup society.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids on the college campuses today aren't the same as when you and I went to college.
No, they're not.
I mean, we may have had songs like Love the One You With and, you know, and you had the hippie lifestyles and free love and all that. But, wow, I mean, the degree of, you know, I would say the debasement and the fracturing of morality is much more severe than when you and I went through school.
Well, I don't know that I'd call it fracturing morality, but there's no question that women are much more aggressive on the dance floor and in fraternity parties than they were in my day anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a young man. That's part of it. But at the same time, there is this reserve of feeling that they shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you can get carried away by the drink and the noise and the music, and pretty soon you find yourself in a position where you feel uncomfortable saying no, when the answer is the whole question is learn to say no.
Right.
And that's what we have
well,
to
Well, and like
on,
anything,
on
you prepare yourself in advance. You've got to know where the boundaries are.
Yes.
And like you say, if you find yourself alone in, you know, a room with a young man, you know, you're asking for, I mean, it's kind of like with what happened with Michael Tyson. You know, the gal, she's in his limo. They go to the hotel. They're, you know, hugging and kissing and whatever, and then she goes up to the hotel room. What did she think was going to happen?
Well, I'll say that.
I know, if I can say that, I mean that may sound rather, you know.
I agree with you, but I will tell you this: from a lot of reading on the subject, the activists in this area will say nothing doing. It is entirely the guy's fault. He didn't make it clear. It wasn't clear to him what the girl wanted. He should have made it clear what she wanted, and he didn't do that. He took advantage of the situation. But the other way of looking at it is to say the woman can always say no, and nobody denies her the right to say no, or mm-hmm. leave, put on her shoes and leave, or whatever it is, and get out of there. That's
right.
The solution to this problem. You can't, as the activists say, give the woman a bye in these cases because she's a grown-up, after
yes.
all. And
right.
if you want to say, as some people do, we ought to raise the age of consent, then you have to start talking about what's happening in the real world. And in the real world, the average age of sexual intercourse is something like 17.2.
I'd be surprised that it's that. I'm surprised it's that high, Dan.
I'm surprised that's that high, too. That's the latest number I saw. And I'm sure there are other studies that I have not come across, but that's the latest number. I agree. It is high, which means that a large number of women come into college having had coital experience. So now What are you going to tell these women? Go, you know, stuff it back in the box.
No, yeah.
Control yourself. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So it's a problem that is insoluble unless the woman takes precautions and says, "I'm not going to put myself in this position. Or I'm going to go with my girlfriend, and I'm going to make sure she's always around. And I'm going to make sure she doesn't get drunk too."
Yes.
And maybe something can certainly happen mm-hmm. under those circumstances. It will certainly improve the situation if we get to that point.
Well, Dan, you say that 2,382 exonerations have been documented to date, and you might give us a better understanding as the timeline here that yeah. represents nearly 21,000 persons. You think of the people that were exonerated, what the cost was. I mean, some have been yeah. kicked out of school. Their educations were interrupted. The association with this false accusation. This is devastating.
Devastating for a lifetime. I don't know where that 2,300 comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it, but I haven't seen it yet. So I'm going to go hunt for it. But I can't really comment on that.
Okay.
But you're right. I mean, I know personally of a situation where. There was a false rape accusation. The woman made it 9 months or a year, 9 months to a year after the alleged sex tip took place. And he was booted out of school, wrecked his life. She goes on to become a Supreme Court clerk, U.S. Supreme Court clerk, kind of the highest honor you can get when you graduate from law school.
Right. No, it doesn't seem fair at all. Well, Dan, what is the answer here? I mean, because, you know, we're really, we're on rather touchy ground here where, you know, as you say, a woman makes a statement. Okay. She's believed, but it doesn't automatically, we're trying to hold back and say, but it doesn't automatically trump the case. It doesn't, it's not signed, sealed, delivered. It's got to go through its due process. This is really up to, I believe it's got to be up to the legal professionals to be able to adjudicate this and people with some wisdom and experience that this is not an everyday kind of case. You just can't put any junior lawyer, in all fairness, on something like this because of the spectrum and because of what's involved here, right?
Well, I think you're right. Yes, we've got to give due process to the accused in these cases, as we do in all other cases, and to say that some of these cases take place on the campus and they're before campus authorities and not government.
Legal
authorities.
Yes, right, exactly.
Right, is really not an argument. I mean, especially given the kinds of psychological dynamics that we've been talking about.
Well, it would seem that under the proposition that people do that which they get rewarded for, is that maybe we're incentivizing the wrong thing here, so to speak. And this is why we're getting more of the same. So obviously, there has to be some needed reform on all this. But I'm not sure it's going to be something expeditious. Do you think?
Well, it's not going to be expeditious, but the reform is going to take place through the efforts of people like you and the community at large, not through the academics. If you want to look back and see why this is taking place, I lay the blame entirely at the doorstep of the academics.
Well, we got to leave it there because we're out of time.
Okay.
Dan Subotnick has been our guest on Bill Martinez Live, author of the book Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.